Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're a startup or growing or divesting. Wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. Wear it out. If you break it, we'll fix it and give it back to you. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Having a great visit here in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm broadcasting. That's right, folks. I'm on the road in Cleveland, Ohio. One of my favorite places. I got a lot of great friends up here, including my guest this half hour, Steve Millard. Steve is the president of Council of Small Enterprises, COSE. Council of Small Enterprises. COSE.org is the website, and it's the Chamber of Commerce for small businesses. And he's one of the thought leaders for the chamber industry around the world, around the country, and I guess around the world. Steve, thanks again for hosting me here. Thanks for all that you do for small businesses.
Thank you, Jim, and likewise.
Steve, in the previous segment, we talked about what you guys are doing to help your members deal with the approaching specter of Obamacare. Mm-hmm. But then you're working on a lot of other issues, and one of them is energy. Tell us what the Chamber of Commerce is doing for their members for energy.
You know, as I said, in the healthcare space, one of our jobs is to work where there's not efficient markets, right? So how do we get involved to make something happen? And so in energy, there's literally 20 to 30% of your energy costs are just flowing right out of your building and not available to you as cash flow in your business. And what we're trying to do is help small businesses find that money, whether it be through helping them negotiate on the cost of gas or electricity, or also walking around their facility to look at what could you do for very short dollars to create some real new cash flow for your business. Goes right to the bottom line.
Right. Either green opportunities or just caulking, maybe.
Absolutely. I mean, we're finding in 30% of the cases, your set points are just wrong on your thermostat, and that can save you, 20% a year in costs.
If people knew what they could save in a year mm-hmm. with a $150 programmable thermostat, it would amaze them, wouldn't it?
Pays for itself very quickly.
In about 2 months, probably in the winter.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some other things you're doing with energy?
So we're working a lot with utilities right now, or helping folks, again, do these audits to find the opportunities. We're also getting into the financing space of that because, for example, one of my members with a couple of auto franchises basically needed to do a $10,000 upgrade and didn't have that money sitting around. Mm-hmm. Money's tight. So we're finding ways to do loans that we can sort of get out there on the right terms so that you can take the savings and just pay the loan right back.
So it's a way of amortizing the cost to sort of match the savings opportunity.
Absolutely right, and dealing with it for folks with good credit and folks with not so good credit because, we know the cash will flow. So as long as you're not using that money to pay some other bill, we're going to make it work for you.
Well, and the thing is, the community benefits when we're more efficient with energy.
Absolutely.
Right?
There's a
Costs go down.
Right.
The world is better right?
That little extra money helps you market a little bit more, maybe hire somebody else. But, mm-hmm. It's not just about feeling good about being green anymore. There's real money in this for small businesses that they just are not grabbing.
See, this is the thing. This is the approach that I wish more of the so-called environmentalists would take, is being green is not just the right thing to do. It's good business.
Absolutely.
If they would take that approach more, I think, than the club approach, which is what you're doing.
Well, the Chambers of Commerce are getting it, too. There's now an organization across the country called Chambers for Sustainable Energy. And it's a group of about now 30, 40 chambers or so. My director of energy was just out in Qatar last week talking to the World Chamber Group about the things that we're doing here, which are really a national and in some ways international success story for how do you deal with small businesses in this new space. So there is going to be more support in this space. We just have to teach people how to make it happen for small business.
Well, and then this is just another example, Steve, of folks, you hear me talk about being a member of your chamber all the time. You hear me talk about the advantages, why you should be involved. And the things that Steve's talking about here, healthcare, energy, these are things that chambers can do in their community. And frankly, when you look at the different programs that chambers have, Steve, no other organization can put that kind of a portfolio together to help local businesses.
No, I think you've got that nice diverse mix of folks. You have the reach and you have the credibility. You know, everybody was worried years ago about the internet replacing chambers and associations. You know what? I don't know about you, but there's a lot of email I ignore. Right. I think it's those person-to-person relationships that make a difference. And there's somebody in your community who's thinking about you every day and that's what they get paid for.
Well,
it's the chamber.
And then remember, the chamber is you.
Absolutely.
That's what I keep telling people. When somebody says, what's the chamber done for me lately? I said, what have you done? If you're a member, you're paying your money, you're investing in the membership. Why aren't you doing something about it?
Every dollar that we bring in beyond what it costs to operate goes right back into supporting our members.
Yep.
And that's
yep.
the beauty of the model, and that's why we do this work. It's like missionary work in some ways.
Well, it's an old model, and it's going to be here in the future. And I really think small business owners, and I'll tell you something, with healthcare, with energy, with some of the other things that are going on, I wouldn't want to not have a place where I could go and talk to other people like me about these issues. And there's no other place to go in a community than the chamber.
Well, you know, when small business owners get together, it's like cheap group therapy. I mean, you know, you're sitting down with each other. You get to share the problems. Your spouse doesn't understand. Your employees don't understand. Other small business owners understand. And the chamber is where you can connect with those folks.
Right. Steve, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts. What's happening here in Cleveland? How are things going in Cleveland?
Amazing entrepreneurial ecosystem. If you've got mobility and want to start a business somewhere, come to Cleveland. You're going to hear from John a little bit more about some of that and great other people who are making this community a place that entrepreneurs should be seeking out.
I like your governor.
He's independent, and he's doing some interesting things. He's not making people on both sides of the aisle happy all
That's
the time.
That's why I like
he's
him.
Making progress. Yeah, absolutely. So it's good stuff here in Ohio.
C-O-S-E, cozy.org, right?
Correct.
Folks, you've never seen a chamber website like that one. You should go check it out. Steve, thanks again for having me here, and thanks for being on the show.
Jim, thanks for all you do for small business.
I appreciate that. Steve Millard, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us. He's going to be, he and I, we're going to be hanging out the rest of the day. When I come back, John Dearborn is going to be here, and we're going to talk about getting some financing for small businesses right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.